You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Tuesday warned Christians against the danger of becoming lukewarm and losing sight of the Lord. His words came during morning Mass at the Casa Santa Marta, as Devin Watkins reports.
Taking his cue from the readings of the day, Pope Francis repeated the scathing admonition of the Book of Revelations against those Christians of the Church of Laodicea who are neither hot nor cold, saying, "I'm about to spit you out of my mouth." The Lord, Francis said, warns against that calm without substance of the lukewarm, calling it a calm which deceives.
Ma cosa pensa un tiepido? Lo dice qui il Signore.
But what does a lukewarm person think? He asked. The Lord says it here. He thinks he is rich. I have grown rich and have need of nothing. I am calm, that calm which deceives. If in the heart of the church, of a family, of a community, of a person, there is an ever-present calm, the Pope said, God is not there. To the lukewarm, the Holy Father said not to fall asleep in the false belief of needing nothing, saying that they are naked, their richness comes not from God. The lukewarm, Pope Francis said, lose the capacity to contemplate, the capacity to see the great and beautiful things of God. For this the Lord seeks to awaken us, to help us convert. But, he continued, the Lord is present in another way. He is there to invite us. Behold, I knock at the door. Pope Francis went on to say, there are Christians who are not aware when the Lord knocks. For them, every noise is the same.
Signore sta, sempre sta con amore, o per correggerci, o per invitarci a cena, o per farsi invitare.
The Lord, Pope Francis said, is before us also to invite us to invite him, which is exactly what happens with Zacchaeus, as the day's gospel recounts. That curiosity of Zacchaeus, he said, who was small, was a seed from the Holy Spirit. Pope Francis concluded with the question, do I know how to distinguish in my heart when the Lord tells me to awake, to open, or to come down? May the Holy Spirit give us the grace to know how to discern these calls. I'm Devin Watkins.